Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Conversations with Blair, and this is Blair speaking. I'm sorry I seem to have lost some of the people that used to listen to my show, but I hope that you'll find this one informative and want to listen. Today's topic is the Civil War. It happened. Let's not rewrite history to be politically correct. The Civil War took place. It was the war between the North and the South, but it is not a dishonorable part of American history. Why more than 150 years plus are we trying to eradicate it from our history by denying it happened? The Confederate battle flag, which is the one I'm used to seeing, has never made me uncomfortable. The people who flew this flag made me feel that they were proud of being from the South, nothing more. I met a young man today that the minute he heard that the Confederate flag was being banned, went out and bought one. Just couldn't believe it. I don't associate the Confederate flag with the KKK or racism. That ship sailed a long time ago. Why are we stirring the pot? The Confederate soldiers deserve to rest in peace, and any monument that is built to honor these men should be left alone. We don't know about other people's history because over time, it's just disappeared. We don't know about the Minoans, the Hittites, the Canaanites. You know, we're destroying our history. And for what? To be politically correct? I was riding home in a cab the other day, and I was with another gentleman of the darker persuasion. And the reason I'm saying that is because I don't want to offend him by calling him Black American or African American or Negro, okay? But he was an elderly gentleman. And he told me that he had heard that the statue of Robert E. Lee in Lee Park was going to be taken down because of all the hoo-ha. And that just annoyed me. And he was like, he couldn't understand it. He said, my family has been going to that park forever, and the statue never offended us. Okay? So when I got out of the car, I vowed that I was going to call City Hall and find out what the true story was, because I'm tired of gossip. So I called the mayor. Well, I didn't call the mayor's office. I emailed the mayor's office, and I asked him, are you planning to take the statue of Robert E. Lee down? My answer was, no, not at this time. But if I felt like I needed to get involved and contact City Council or the Parks and Recreation Commission. I don't know why I need to contact those people. The mayor should know whether they're planning on taking down the statue or not. Needless to say, I was not, you know, the answer sort of satisfied me. At least at the present time, they're not planning on taking it down. I heard a story when I was working for an auction house here in Dallas, a very famous one, that Robert E. Lee, when he surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, left the men from the South retain all their personal weapons. He didn't strip them. He didn't humiliate them. He let them go home and have their heads raised high. He didn't make them feel ashamed for having fought and lost. Why are we trying to do it now? If anyone had the right to be upset about the Confederate flag, it would have been the Union soldiers. And as far as I know, it has never been an issue. So why now? People need to pay attention to the world today and participate in government, not try to whitewash the Civil War. It's been over for a long time. Get a grip, people. Let's fight the people who are trying to destroy us here that have no allegiance to America. And let's learn our history, not try to eradicate certain parts of it because it makes us uncomfortable. The Civil War was fought primarily because of slavery. That's a fact. But I'm sure there were other ancillary issues that were not, you know, remembered now. Everybody just remembers the North fought the South over slavery. We don't have slavery anymore. It's not legal. Everybody has the right to vote who is a citizen and of age. We have come a long way. We have no reason to dredge things up and now make them terrible or make us ashamed of them. It's our history. It's not something to be whitewashed. Like I said, people here in the United States don't know anything about the Romans, the Minoans, the Hittites, the Canaanites, the people of Gaul. You know, there are so many parts of history that sort of just faded into the background. But history has brought us to where we are today. And people have different thoughts about different things that happened in the past. My particular feeling is we need to learn from the past in order to make improvement or not make the same mistakes. That doesn't mean we forget about the past. That doesn't mean we hide our heads or bow our heads in shame because we had a civil war. I don't know of any country in the world that has not suffered from a civil war when people were trying to form a nation and make it work. There were people that laid down their lives for what they believed in. I don't think today we have the same kind of valor. I'm not saying that the military doesn't, because they do. These men and women and dogs and everybody connected with the military who put themselves in harm's way to protect our freedoms. They do. Okay? But they're sanctioned by our government. And we need to honor and respect them. But as far as getting rid of the Confederate flag, first of all, I didn't know that the Confederate flag that I knew was strictly